You're listening to The Ocho Man, Behind the 8-Ball, only on Ignotainment. Without further ado, the one, the only, Ocho Man. Behind the 8-Ball.
Hola, hola muchachos, my friends, it's the Ocho Man, and it is September 25 it is, my friends, almost October.
Yeah, I didn't know we went to a monthly format here. We haven't been on the air in a while.
I know.
Yeah, it's been a little bit of a break.
This is great. We'll see you again in, what, December?
All right, shut up for a second. We got our man Armand. Nick's on his way. He should be pulling up any minute now. Well, the aliens.
He's folding paper money and trying to find some sort of significance.
I tell you what, Nick makes out some real good points, and lately I have been checking shit out that he has said. So, you know, a lot of stuff. I don't care.
Why don't
whatever.
You check out what I say anytime? I say a lot, too. You don't bother?
I find you a little weird.
You wouldn't deign to check out my facts.
I don't want any dames you've been
Michael
with.
Jackson's, no dames. Michael Jackson's a clone. That's okay. The clone died. did you read that on Facebook?
Yeah, I saw it.
Michael?
Yeah, the guy that died was not Michael Jackson. It was either his chimp or a clone, one or the other.
Who said that?
Who do you think? Oh, who in this room would say that?
Oh, Nick said that.
That's it.
Our illustrious conspiratorial.
We'll get the goods on that when it gets here.
Yeah. In sports, my God, what has happened to my Cowboys?
Yeah, they're falling apart at the seams.
I mean,
they're
Tony Romo.
Oh, yeah, he's out.
Too.
He's done.
We got this. What, you're a doctor. Talk
in
to
some
me.
States, yes.
8 weeks. Is that 8 weeks that he's going to be out, or 8 weeks as in...
I didn't read the report, but I know if he broke his clavicle again...
Yeah, and they're not operating this time.
Well, no, but you still have to wait for the bone to heal. And
is there anything they can do?
A bone stimulator, yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I'm sure they have him on that, but if they'd like to consult with me, I'd be glad to render an opinion.
Hey, I wanted to bring up one thing that Ocho Man said early on. Anyone who is a halfback in the NFL, you bring him into that organization with that offensive line and they're able to run. It doesn't matter if it's DeMarco Murray. He's not the difference maker.
And you see what DeMarco Murray's doing now.
And he's now in Philadelphia. He has 8 yards a game, max.
Eight yards? That's a lot compared to what he's been getting in the Cowboy
Bradford's not setting the world on
he's
fire.
Awful. He's awful.
I love the Cowboy defense, but I don't know if it could hold up the whole time. I mean,
who's
that's a
their backup? I don't even know who their backup
Wheaton.
Is.
Wheaton? Yeah, he is a good backup. He's a backup role. The guy, this was funny. Did you watch the game at all?
Oh, no, but I saw it on SportsCenter where he broke his collarbone.
I was in the hospital, and we'll get to that in a minute. But Wheaton's on the bench.
Yeah.
And he won't stand. He won't throw a ball or anything.
No. It's like
he wasn't even warming up.
Romo's hurt. He's just sitting there with his hat on.
And the announcer goes, Aikman goes, I'm surprised he still hasn't gotten up. And he's kicking back.
While Romo was writhing around on the field, and he knew he was going to.
Most QBs, they jump right up. All right. So Nick's settling in right now. He'll be in the room in a minute.
I'm finishing my donut.
Yeah, what were we talking about? Wheaton wasn't doing anything. No. This guy was kicking back. Aikman goes, surprisingly, some quarterbacks stand up and start tossing. And Wheaton looked like he didn't give a shit at all, man.
It was great.
Anyway, he came in.
I don't even know him.
He came in, went 7-for-7 with a touchdown pass. So, fuck.
Did they win?
Yeah, they won again. So they're 2-0. But how can they, they got to go at least 5-3 before our man comes back, Romo, and that way.
8 weeks doesn't, I'd have to see the fracture.
It's a shitty division.
It is a shitty division.
Yeah, did you see a game last night? The Giants and the Redskins, they both look horrible.
Yeah.
The Giants have blown 2 games.
Yeah, but the Redskins are godforsaken bad.
That's because Eli is awful.
I'm telling you right now, you're going to fucking freak out about all those DirecTV commercials. Mm-hmm. With all these guys.
Is that enough's enough on those?
I tell you what's enough is those DraftKings.com. What is that other one?
There's more than one?
No, there's two. Okay,
there's
two. You always see them.
FanDuel.
FanDuel. Oh, okay. That's right. I wasn't even paying enough attention to know there were two of them. But they're the same thing,
FanDuel,
I guess, right?
And then there's the DraftKings.com, enough to drive anyone.
Well, and you know what? Give me the obviously it's for money, profit, which I'm always for, but what's the deal with that? Can you explain why is it not the same as what you've been playing forever?
Well, it's a great item that they're doing, because what it is it's like 1 week, one day. In one day, it's a win and lose type of thing. You know?
Whoever's got the best for that day.
Best points that day wins it. And the thing about this is you don't have to play against 5,000 or 250,000 people to win that $2-3 million. You could have a room like us, four or five of us sitting there, and we could play against each other. They have private little rooms like that. They have like tables that you could play against one on one.
Like you're gambling in a casino, playing poker against each other.
And they're just taking a little.
And you make bets? Do you make bets?
No, you don't make bets. No. All you're
that's
playing
how it's
your
legal.
Team.
Yeah.
You put a bank in, or you put your money in a bank, right?
All right, yeah. Okay. But you're taking your team. You're putting your team. You're formulating a team against what team he's got at the final.
Right.
At the final fucking second of the night's games. Who's ever got the best record or best amount of points takes the pot.
And but what's the pot? That's what I'm asking. How do they decide?
It's like this. You put in $20. Right. I put in $20. Okay. There's $20 table.
Winner
tables,
takes whatever, 40 minus their juice.
Yeah, so they get $20. And these guys are doing like 7-8 of these. They're taking on people one at a time. And then they're
making $500. Why did this guy win like $2 million
or
whatever?
Oh, fuck. I don't know.
Is that like a grand prize? Or when the guy that there's got to be like one of them out of everybody.
I don't know exactly how those work. And I think there's some collective language.
There's some
how
shenanigans
much the guy,
there.
The guy really won.
Fellas.
Speaking of mountebanks and deceit and deception, here's our man.
Our man, Nick, is here.
Nick got here.
Dun, dun, dun.
Despite the machinations of CIA operatives and the Satan and
they're not going to stop me.
Clones.
They're not going to stop him.
No, he made it. He made it. Thank God.
Yeah.
What's going on, Nick?
Well, you guys are swinging, huh?
We're talking sports because we knew you wouldn't be interested.
Yeah, we should get the sports out of the way.
Right on.
Hey, got a donut here for you.
Yeah, have a donut, Nick.
Okay. Before this guy eats it.
I will.
Don't let me hit my stride here. There won't be any left besides.
How you feeling, Ocho, man?
I tell you what, Nick. That was the next segment I was going to get into, and I had a intestinal blockage, wall obstruction, and shit like that, and it was rough, my man. It really was, because I was there Friday and Thursday they sent me home. They said the CAT scan came negative, but my level of blood, I don't know. I don't
your
know.
Your white
all
blood
shit.
Cell count was very high.
Yeah, it was very high.
So they sent you back. They called you back.
And I said, I can't fucking take this. I'm fucking hurting. So I went in Friday. They admitted me in. And don't ever believe the bullshit hype they say you rest at a hospital. Fuck you. 11 o'clock, they're drawing blood or they're taking blood pressure. At 1 a.m., they're drawing, or not drawing, but they're taking blood pressure.
Or an EKG or a chest x-ray.
Oh, Jesus.
You again.
I got to turn this off, boys. Sorry about that.
No, I know what you mean. I used to work in a hospital. I was like an orderly, patient transporter.
Just fucking throw this fucking thing out here. I don't know. That's the second call. One was from you, Nick, so that's good.
Oh, well.
Did you ever have anything interesting happen in that job? Anything nuts? Anything crazy?
Yes.
Bet there was.
Let me finish my shit. Let me finish my shit. And you never get any fucking rest. And by 3 a.m., they take in another fucking blood pressure. And 5 a.m., they're drawing another blood. So in any case...
Yeah, but you said your nurses were beautiful.
Oh, I had a couple that were outrageously hot. I got to tell you, but I was in such bad... And so embarrassing because they kept giving me a shot to my... belly button, man, it was like in the belly area. They were giving me a shot.
I feel
that
you
talked like your six pack.
They seen my six pack.
Half barrel.
You can't suck that in the hospital. You know, you're laying there.
They're like, look, we know what you're doing, man.
Yeah,
it's got hair on it.
What's got hair on it?
Your stomach.
That's your donkey dick, you fuck.
My stomach's got hair on it, too.
Mine doesn't. I've shaved everything out. I still shave. I've shaved for the last 5... Because I don't like hair on the chest, dude.
You shave your dick?
No, I don't shave that.
I shave my dick.
Yeah, you're a fag, though. So
no, I got laid last week.
Oh, he did?
Hideous creature. Hideous creature, but boy, I've had some oral skills.
I could tell, man. You look just a little
more
subdued.
I feel really good, She was very good, You know, I actually came twice in the same condom. That's how horny I was.
Jesus.
Without stopping. Without stopping.
That is quite the visual.
How do you do that?
I just kept going. I didn't even get soft.
You're probably
going
to be a dad.
Holy shit.
Just after I blew one in her mouth.
No, really. Are you
three?
I don't
a three
it,
bagger.
I don't believe this.
I'm not bullshitting.
No, that's honest to God truth.
I think he
honest
really did do it.
No, I do. I can do that. Can't you do that? You can't come twice.
No, fuck no. I don't want nothing near me after I'm done. I want to go to sleep.
Nah, that's just the intermezzo. You just keep going.
I'm not talking about any Mets players. I'm telling you right now that I want to just wrap
this guy's
it up.
Ignorant.
I want to wrap it up. I don't know what you Mets players do, but
you're one of those guys. You do it once, you go to sleep.
Once, I'm done. I'm done. I don't even want to fucking touch
life.
It.
Nick, what about you? You got a girlfriend.
Don't put him on the spot.
I can't.
Put you on the spot. I can't put him on the spot.
I can't talk like that.
Well, no one fucks like you. You're
putting a devil worshiper on the spot.
I'll just tell you this. We're healthy, I'll tell you that.
We're healthy.
That's a cop-out. The young guy should be coming 4 or 5 times.
When?
I came 10 times with a woman. I swear to God.
Honey, bring the bucket in.
It took a day. It was in 1 day.
Times.
1 day, yeah.
Well, you milk like a cow or what?
It was in my old office. Well, I would have been 29.
You have 10 of those, right?
It's my old podiatry office.
Right.
Dusk to dawn. And then back to dawn. Again.
Well, did you have her trapped in a corner or something?
We didn't have to. She was the horniest.
It puts the lotion on its skin.
Jesus.
It was great. She was blowing me. I couldn't even pull out of the parking spot. I just met her. You know who fixed me up with her? Jeff Miller.
Oh, Jeff Miller, the guy that wears those Daisy Duke shirts.
Right, that's him. Yeah. Oh. He fixed me up with it. And he warned me. He said, this gal is insatiable. You're not going to be okay.
He shaves his legs, too, I think.
He shaves everything, that guy.
Oh, God, I don't want to hear about it.
Does his eyebrows. Oh, he plucks his eyebrows.
Anyway, I was in fucking
hospital.
I'm
going to lunch with him. I can't,
You can't rip on him. Right.
If he's a fag, I'm a fag.
All right.
Can't we talk about New World Order and clone celebrities?
We are in a minute.
After we talk about his impact, his calculus,
and
his intestine.
Hit it, man.
Sunday comes around, he tells me if it doesn't improve by Monday,
the
surgeon.
The surgeon
now.
Yeah, you had how many special? I want to get to the bottom. You had several special. They still couldn't figure out what was the matter with you.
No, they did. They found out after they gave me that stupid fucking thing.
Did you have a barium swallow? Barium swallow?
Oh, that was horrible.
Man, you lost some weight.
I did. I've lost 14 pounds, man. And
it shows. I could totally see.
Thanks,
man.
Yeah, I thought his beard was longer, but I think he just lost some of his face.
Thank you, Dick.
I actually thought that too, man. I did. I thought that
like
too.
Beard's
I'm like, did he do something different with his beard?
Nah,
like, no, he's lost some weight. Man.
Anyway, Sunday he comes around and says to me, "We got to operate." If
by the way, tell the audience who came to visit you.
His story.
Who came to visit you in the hospital? Not
Armand.
Nick, not Chris.
You know what though? I didn't tell anyone.
You don't want
anybody know where he
visiting
was.
You in the hospital, man.
No, I don't want no one to see me with all those injections and all that shit.
You were begging me to come see you. What are you talking about?
Like, I didn't want everybody
like family,
to come
you know?
See.
Yeah,
oh,
I'm
my
like family.
Yeah,
okay.
You're close. You're
yeah,
you're
these
like,
guys are just complete
no, these
alien
guys,
strangers.
I don't want these guys to see me with the fucking IVs hooked up on me and shit. You know, I like looking good.
Nick would probably do a black mass or something in your room.
He would have helped me out.
Pray to Beelzebub for.
I can't wait to see that movie, by the way, Black Mass by Johnny Depp. It looks damn fucking good.
Have you seen the makeup job they did on him?
Oh,
my God.
He doesn't.
It's like one of the Universal Horror. You know, it looks like Lon Chaney. Remember?
Ron Chaney, yeah. Well,
not Ron. Lon Chaney.
Oh, that too. Okay.
Ron Chaney.
Anyway, what I was saying was he came in. He said that we may have to have an operation tomorrow or something if this doesn't improve. And next thing, Monday morning comes, I let out a little... And I go, what the fuck? I farted. Finally, I farted.
Yeah, a little gastric discharge.
And then, you...
Fired your retro rockets, huh?
And next thing you know, dude, I'm pooping. And... it was great. It was really good to get it out of my system. And
well, now I talked to you the other day, and you're still not quite regular.
I'm not still
Are
quite
you,
regular. Yeah.
You want me to prescribe some Colace or something?
No, you can't. They said don't take any medicine. This has got to do it on its own.
Nah, what do they know? Go to a foot doctor.
So did you see any hot nurses or anything?
Hot
like
nurses,
that?
We
just talked
unbelievable.
About it. What
was it was unbelievable, Nick. It was there were two or three that came back to back and. Hey, you know what? That hospital is doing great. Those people really took care of me.
Oh, cool.
I just
is
wish
that the sponsor
that,
for this
sponsor?
Show.
No.
Yes, very good. I got it first.
Well,
I don't remember what it was. St. Luke's.
It was St. Luke's Hospital.
Wow. St. Luke's is a physician. He's
but I really want to give a plug out today for American Nut.
Well,
So that's our
American Nut. There.
American Nut, yeah.
What, they
I
send
was
you
born
some?
There.
Where were you born?
St. American Nut?
Yeah, yeah, I was born there. American Nut was born at St. Luke's, right?
Yeah. So that's about it. And I'm
thank God you're healthy.
I'm healthy. We got the show back on the air here again, so people are going to start listening to our podcast. I've been getting a lot of emails saying we've been missing the show and so forth.
No
so,
kidding.
Yeah,
really?
We got,
any
Chris
chicks?
Chris called me yesterday and told me about
Chris,
it.
Chris, do we have any women that have missed the show?
Oh, they're all outside.
Scans. I can't go they're in public without somebody bothering me about the show.
Yes,
know?
We get
mobbed. Are you Nick D from the show? You know.
Hey, listen, I am ecstatic today because one of the people that I can't stand, John Boehner, has resigned.
Isn't he a Republican?
I don't care. What do I care about, Republican or Democrat? I don't care. Wow. I hate the son of a bitch.
All right.
He's
wow.
a mewling, pusillanimous
ass. And he plays for the Mets.
He's a Mets player.
And he shoots 10 fucking wads like you do.
You're fired.
In the same condom.
In the same condom.
That's cheating, I think, isn't it? If you blow two loads in the same condom, that's really cheating.
That's
kind of
gross, actually. You just walk around with a load dangling down.
There was no hesitation. I just kept going.
Wow, fine.
I didn't just let it hang there.
The
I just kept
thing's
going.
Got its own mind.
I'm here for the gang.
Yes.
I'm here for the gang. Man. So what have you been up to, Nick? What's the latest, man?
Oh, man. Well, you know, he was just asking me if something weird happened when I worked at the hospital, if I had any...
He was an orderly.
...hospital stories.
Had to be.
I was an orderly.
Had to be weird stuff.
Okay.
And it wasn't anything like... Well, there was some kind of weird goat death thing. There used to be a ward on that... A floor in that hospital, and it was for bulimic and anorexic people.
Oh, boy.
And... But it was all,
wow,
they were all like teenage high school girls.
Of course.
That were in there.
You think guys like Ocho Man are in that ward?
Right.
I would have to go up there and like get them and escort them to get their chest x-ray.
Mm.
And they had to be weak as hell.
They just looked fine. I just think I think it was behavioral and.
Well, it's bulimia nervosa. It's
I don't know, but I think sometimes I got the feeling like they were just kind of pushed off there, and like there was nothing wrong with these girls except they were just teenage
well, you know
girls
what
with
really,
attitudes.
You know what really happens? What kills them is they usually, sometimes they bleed to death because they throw up so much their esophagus. They get esophageal ulcers. And
lay off me, I'm
all right, go ahead.
Well, no, they actually told me I couldn't go back up there because this one girl had a crush on me.
Oh, boy.
One of the patients, and they were talking about me.
Stop it. They're
up there.
Sick, you fuck.
And they had written some stuff down and stuff, and they'd said, well, you cannot send Nick up there to the fourth floor anymore. Stuff. But something really, really weird happened 2 days ago at work, where I work at.
I think Nick would probably be a big hulking strapping.
Yeah, well, I mean,
he's a good-looking cat.
No, I just know how to talk to women. That's all.
Teach me.
So hang on. So yesterday, okay, you know I paint apartments for a living, right?
That's right.
So I go into this apartment, and this woman died in this apartment like last week.
Oh shit!
Whoa.
So I'm painting this apartment. I had to bring in my electric sander, and I'm sanding this wall for a while. I finish it. I put it down. I'm talking to my girlfriend on the phone, and the sander goes off by itself. Just starts.
The fuck does a sander go off by itself? Don't you have to press something?
Yes, and you got to press this thing very hard
right.
to get it to go on. It's a ghost.
You know, my girlfriend.
Can we do
weird.
This?
It was 2 days ago, man.
Chris, Nick, Armand, listen, I just thought of something. What if this place isn't rented out yet? Maybe we can.
On location?
Maybe we could do the on location in that.
Yeah.
Absolutely. In that area, in that place.
Wow.
You bringing donuts?
What do you think? Yeah, I'll bring your fucking donuts. Will you fucking relax with a donut?
Wow. Well,
you know, my girlfriend.
My part.
If you're legit about that, I mean.
Hell yeah, man. Hell
because
yeah.
That sounds really fucking
that
creepy.
That was 2 days ago, and then yesterday I went back in there and I plugged my sander in to see if it would happen again because I had to go back in there, but nothing happened.
Well, if the sander went off and it wasn't plugged then that I would.
Well, yeah,
was,
there you go.
Then I would
but, man, I mean, how the hell does... I'll tell you another time, me and my
Wait a
sister...
Minute. I thought we were talking about you as an orderly. What's this got to do?
Oh, that was something. That,
I'd rather go to
another,
this. What the
that
fuck?
Was another... This,
what I hear
this
about
is
the
a weirder
he screwed.
Story.
He didn't screw any fucking bulimic.
Didn't sneak up there?
They didn't want him
no,
up there.
No, dude. I didn't get any elevator action. You know what I mean?
I banged a guy on medical records right now. I was right out of residency.
Imagine that. You bang. What was she?
She was great. She was great.
Yeah.
She was a good-looking woman. That's back when I was, 26.
You were in that room banging?
Yeah, medical records.
Oh, fuck. Everything, you stuck everything on the papers, didn't you?
Yeah, blew one on the charts.
Love yeah.
Hey, you know, I got a, I got to...
giving my opinion of Obamacare.
While I'm thinking about it, I got to beat a dead horse a little bit here. You know, last show we were in talking about that Virginia shooting.
Right. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
The reporter
yeah.
got...
Yes, that little experiment you
perpetrated. The guy pointing the gun 5 feet away.
That horse is alive.
Well, you guys are asking, you know, why not hire the guy, just hire somebody to shoot them, even though it goes with the same conclusion. Yeah. Why not just, and to cut down on the whistleblowers maybe coming out in a few years of saying, I have participated in this, la, la, la.
Right.
Well, I thought about that, and I think that if that were the case, you would see... I think they're doing it. You would see victims' families call for investigations because they would smell the fish. They would smell the fishiness. You know what I mean? They would know something was awry, and
they would suspect.
But you know what? And what's weird? There's not one. There's not one investigation in any of these. If you know of one, let me know. Where the victims' families are investigating.
Well, never
have an
mind
investigation.
That, Nick. Get to the Michael Jackson story that you were disseminating on Facebook. Because I already alluded to that. We'd disappoint everybody if you didn't.
This is just crazy.
Did you read this?
No.
Did you send it to him?
No.
I sent it on a thread, but I don't think they look at the thread.
Yeah, will you read whatever. Nick's threads?
It's better we
I
talk about it.
I can't wait for him to bring it on the show. What are you what's
threads
matter
like
with
a spider.
You? Ah, blow that
sometimes.
Your ass. Nick, I wait for yours.
I didn't believe it, but I read it.
Go ahead.
Well, check this out.
Shut up, Armand. Shut up.
The theory goes that Michael Jackson didn't die. A few years ago, his clone died. Okay? He was cloned. Remember when he was burned in the 80s?
I remember
Pepsi
that.
Commercial?
Right.
Yes.
That was, I believe, 1983.
Was that
and,
83?
I think it was 83.
It was the 80s, of course.
I was a break dancer at the time, and I knew how to moonwalk, and
Michael
was my man.
You're mentally
the rumor came out that he was dead, and then he's not dead. No, he was burned. I remember...
His hair caught on fire in a concert.
Yeah. Well, that means that, you know, I mean, how long does your hair burn?
Well,
I mean, until before it gets to the skin.
Did you watch the movie Coming to America?
All I'm saying is
that they all had that oily hair back then.
I'm not saying that didn't happen.
Watch it.
I'm not
saying
the
black guys had that oily hair. They had
Soul Glow. Soul Glow or Afrosheen, right.
Yeah, Afrosheen. Now that's the shit I put on.
So I'm not saying that didn't happen.
Makes you look thinner.
I'm saying that it probably would get to his face. Very quickly.
No, didn't he have like a couple of plastic
surgeries and all of that? Supposedly. Yeah. Okay, so check this out. This guy goes on Larry King Live. He goes by the name Dave, or whatever.
Dave.
And he's a burn victim.
Right.
It's Michael Jackson.
Oh, you're kidding.
He went on Larry King, listen to this. He went on Larry King Live on a Michael Jackson like tribute show.
Uh-huh.
Okay, and he says Michael Jackson saved his life in 1983.
That was okay. That year.
When
and
did
he said
this
he was
occur?
Burned.
When?
And they in 1983.
Oh.
And they said, well, did he pay for hospital bills? He's like, no. It's like, how the hell he saved your life? He said, no, my mother had great insurance. That means that you can't follow the money on
did
that.
Did he sound like Michael Jackson?
That's the thing. He sounds like Michael Jackson.
Can you find this?
Oh my God! He
now,
sounds
minute,
that, and that's the kid. That's
so wait
right
a minute,
there.
Nick, this guy. Wait a minute. So this guy was a clone. That
when
was
Michael
on the show?
When Michael burned himself during the Pepsi commercial,
yes.
He was then cloned.
Okay. Well, what happened to real?
To keep him going. To keep him going. To keep
now,
Michael.
What happened to the real? Mike?
And the real is Dave.
Folks, in the God in
the guy
God's
that was in
grace,
the...
we are now. Privileged to have Michael Jackson back.
No, we have. We
doing
we
what?
Never lost. But the guy that they cloned,
the clone's dead.
He died a few years ago.
But while, so was the clone doing all these things that Michael Jackson was supposed to be doing? Did he
yes.
have all the talent
yes.
and everything?
Yeah, the guy that you saw getting all these surgeries
how many times
and stuff
you
like
see
that.
Imitation Michael Jackson moves and everything like that. So obviously he had a clone.
Well, there's a difference
Brother,
between
you gotta
imitating
listen to
Michael
his voice.
Jackson and you know the genius
I'm
that
telling you
people
that.
Think he had. I mean, because
well,
a lot of things came after
according
83.
According to Nick, we had one of the Beatles.
I'm telling you, if you listen to his voice, you will be sold.
Which one?
Dave. Listen to Dave's voice and you
Dave,
sound,
Dave.
Tell me he doesn't
what
sound.
What the fuck kind of name is Dave?
The burn victim, I'm telling you. The guy.
John Jono.
The guy, it's on YouTube. Dave is Michael Jackson.
Can you find
this, Chris?
He's
the guy that was burned during... He's the Michael, real Michael Jackson that was burned during
the
Pepsi commercial.
Okay, here we go.
And Dave, yes, that's his name, there Dave he is. Dave. He was David Rothenberg. He was set on fire in 1983, suffered, as you can see, terrible scars.
Where's the picture?
Michael Jackson befriended him and paid for a lot of his surgeries. Dave is also attending the burial. Why Dave?
Well, to liberate myself from the confines of my father's criminality.
Holy shit.
He caused the fire?
That's Michael Jackson.
He is a criminal, and he... caused all this.
Wow.
Hey, man. What does it sound like to you?
Huh. It doesn't sound like no Dave. It sounds like a Michael.
Michael.
Wow.
So,
that's great.
I told you my mother's friends. Marlon Jackson bought their house.
Who's that?
Marlon Jackson bought their house.
Who's that?
They live in Woodland Hills. Nice, beautiful house. And one day they get a phone call. How much has your house been appraised at? And they said something like $3 million. So I'll give you $4 million for it, but you have to be out in a week.
Wow.
And I said, what?
Yeah.
So they did. And it was Marlon Jackson because he wanted to be closer. Apparently Janet or someone lived like a block away, bought it in cash. Wow. But he just made sure they got the hell out in a week.
One week.
So but there's my Jackson.
Yeah. Well, I tell you
Armenians.
What.
Armenians.
I like that.
Lived in Woodland Hills.
I like that, though. He was talking about. Your thing was great too.
Well, there was no burning or Dave.
No, but this is kind of interesting in the little, sound, the voice.
That's
really,
what people like about our show. These little tangential stories.
It just throws my mind off.
Yeah. I mean, that's my brush with fame.
Right. Okay. All right.
Well, you go brush fame and see how you like it.
I know a lot of famous people, dude.
Well, I got
not in the hospital though.
Come on, we're not talking about chess players and.
Well, why not?
Pianists.
Why not?
Hey, Marlon Jackson, that guy, that's class.
Yeah, okay.
Yes, I'm finished. That's a complete thought. Go ahead.
What were you going to ask me something?
Well, I was going to say that's a very good point, Nick, and then you hopped on Facebook and put it out to the public, and
you didn't even read it.
No, I can't wait for this.
Casting pearls before swine.
Well, you know
he
what?
Likes to get the information fresh while
exactly.
we're on the thing.
If it's not a pop-up book, I don't give a fuck.
What do you mean pop-up? You listen to books. Haven't you listened to a good book lately?
Yes, I have.
Remember that? Yeah. Remember that? He's telling me he read Moby Dick or something. He listened to it for the last 23
not
hours
Moby
in his car.
Moby Dick, you fuck you.
What was it?
I was talking about the Wrath of Khans.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Oh, yeah.
Wrath of Khans. Yeah, that's...
Yeah, that makes for very good listening. Hey, speaking of listening, anybody listen to the Pope and his nonsense?
Don't be fucking ripping on the Pope.
We don't believe in the Pope. What's the
matter
with
you? I love this Pope.
Catholic.
I love this Pope. This Pope is
a communist. Yeah,
almost Armenian.
Him.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We're not like you.
You're
like
everything
fucking
away.
Thurston Howell, you fuck you.
I hate the Pope.
Yeah, I do.
This guy.
I imagine that.
Mind your own business, Frank.
Why don't you mind your own business? Leave the Pope alone.
I do.
He's the world.
For Congress.
He's the fucking for the world. He give a shit about your Congress. He shit a wad on your Congress.
Listen, if I'm at a trivia contest, there's a Bible category. I'll ask the Pope. I don't want to know about global warming from the Pope.
We don't want to hear from a politician about killing polar bears either,
I tell you something?
He didn't
really
say about
strange.
ISIS, by the way. He doesn't have any problem with Muslims.
Oh, he's got a problem with ISIS.
Yeah, Francis
he's been,
the prick.
He's been talking about that the entire time.
What did he say about ISIS?
I didn't hear anything. This is how you fucking always do it. You come up with some bullshit. What was that? Tell me exactly word for word that he said. I heard it.
Well, goddammit, you just got from 1983, you got a piece of some show, some obscure show with Larry King who looks like an insect, and you can't give me, have Chris put something up on YouTube
about
where the Pope's
what?
Talking about ISIS.
I guarantee I've seen it on Facebook plenty of times that he's put out articles on Politico and so forth that they've talked about, on Times and so forth, that they've said that he said something about ISIS. What, you think he's avoiding ISIS?
I do.
MSNBC. Oh. Common sense language. To go after the group ISIS for their evil operation, including the murder of people of different religions.
Wait, what do you got against the Pope? Because he likes taking care of poor...
He's just as ignorant as anybody else.
So you don't like Jesus then either, then? Because he took care of poor people too.
What is the Pope? He's the father of the faith, right?
Right.
What the hell does he know about global warming? And what's he, especially, what does he know about economics? He knows nothing. The guy's from Argentina.
Economics.
He's from a socialist country, and it's he wants to impose his morality on our
the
country.
The head Jew that we represent, that died on the cross for us, was a socialist because he believed in taking care of the poor and the weak and so forth. So you would have problems with Jesus
lepers
now.
And people that are blind, not people that don't want to work. Where did Jesus say that?
Hey, let me tell you something.
Don't work and collect welfare.
Well, check this out.
I'm not
out.
Against giving people that can't work money.
That's all he's saying.
No,
too.
He isn't.
You think
no,
he's
isn't.
Talking
he's
about...
He's talking about wealth inequality and all that bullshit.
Well, check this out, gentlemen. The Pope came here on September 23rd, which was the...
Right. Get that date.
Check
September
this out.
23rd.
Right. He is the...
Hey, wait a minute, Nick. Wasn't that the day the world was supposed to end?
No. I'll tell you about it. We'll
all
get to that.
Okay.
But... September 23, he came here. That is the 266th day of the year.
There have been 266 popes.
He is the 266th pope.
I knew that.
And on September 23rd, 923, he had been in office 923 days. Pop.
Wow. That is actually pretty...
That's fucking
that's
weird.
That's that.
Well, you know, my hair stood up on that
that's
one.
That's weird.
Even Michael Jackson's hair
bizarre.
Stood up. Dave's hair, and he didn't have
any. It's all burned off.
Yeah, right. He didn't have any hair.
You
can
get this guy off the thing here.
Yeah, please, take that off.
But he Jackson. Did sound like...
Get Caitlyn Jenner on there. She's sexy.
Oh,
hey, you know,
oh,
he's not. They're not going to prosecute him. Or
why?
Her.
Oh, really?
I don't know. He got off.
No,
she
really?
Got off. I'm sorry. I'm having pronoun trouble.
Over his car wreck.
Not going to prosecute her.
That's amazing. That's amazing.
What does that indicate, Nick?
Yeah, the lady died.
Packed with the devil.
Packed with the devil, of course. That's what everybody in power has a pact with the devil.
Exactly. Everyone
the
with
pope.
The power.
Maybe I need to make my
let
pact.
Me tell you something about the Pope.
Pope. Like, you
you're not
the,
Catholic.
Okay,
what do you
it doesn't
about
matter.
The
it doesn't matter. The guy represents every goodness in this world.
You're hurting Nick's ears with that. What are you yelling about?
All
what's
right.
the matter with you?
Whatever.
Check.
Whatever.
Okay, I'm not going to make
punctured
a, I'm not going to say anything else about it. Hey, you know, I've been talking about... the New World Order and everybody in power
yes.
has
length.
A pact with the devil and everything.
That's right.
Well, check this out. You know, I've been saying that, like, this New World Order, like 9/11, these things have been to usher in the New World Order, change laws and all this for a one world government and that. I've said that this has been in the works for decades, right?
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Now, yes, you said that.
It begs the question, well, who...
No, wait a minute, wait
who
a minute.
In the 19...
Whoa.
Yeah,
whoa.
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
He's going to ask
no,
the same
no,
question I'm about
no,
to say. Go
no,
on.
No, wait a minute. You're employing the wrong idiom there. And I really want to give a little... I'd like to have a little moment to get on my soapbox about begs the question, okay? Begs the question does not mean that it indicates
no
the question should be asked. Begs the question means the question has already been answered.
All
right, all right?
You win. All right,
okay.
All right, go
so,
on.
Right.
So anyway, so it might make you wonder.
That's better. Okay, let's
well,
come
who,
on. Let's stick
who
with
from
it.
The four?
Let's get on the stick here.
Listen to this. Who hey, from the 1940s
or powdered donuts?
Jeez,
you. It's all yours. It's all your powdered
well,
donuts.
I don't want any coconut.
It's no coconut. It's chocolate. Leave me the fuck alone. Go ahead, Nick.
So who? I know what he's doing. I know.
Andy.
Who from the 1940s or 50s
yeah.
would benefit from something that's not going to happen until 2020 or something like that, right?
The Bush crime family.
Well, but who's right. behind them? Who's behind them?
Reagan?
Who do you
got?
The
so
big
who's
banks.
Like, well, who's
the
gonna,
big banks.
Who would have an interest in it that's
the
going to be alive then? Well, they won't.
J.P. Morgan.
What I'm saying is in the normal lifespan of a human being, would you? How old are you going to be when you're going to reap the benefits of this new world
that's
order?
Not, no, that,
so why start?
I think you're wrong, Nick. No.
Okay.
Because House of Morgan, House of Rockefeller,
oh, no.
all these banks have been around for ages, and they don't think like that.
You don't. Okay.
They don't think like
okay,
that.
Okay, fine. Okay, but here's the answer.
They're thinking
anyway.
Way ahead.
Okay, so you're saying that they would
banks.
They would attribute to the see the new world order has been also referred to as the Great Work. So
mm-hmm.
you think that people would knowingly would just go ahead and contribute to something. You know what I mean? Even though they won't be alive to reap the benefits
absolutely.
Of it. Okay.
Absolutely. Sure.
Well, good.
Because that's the way bankers think.
Okay.
That they don't think like you
that's
and me
cool.
and my kids, et cetera. They're thinking, yeah, generations down the road.
Well,
absolutely.
here's
but who's your theory?
The tall whites. They're aliens. Now, check this out. They live for... Well, you're
tall whites.
That they're called the tall whites, and they live for 800 years.
I wish we'd have a tall center one time that was white.
Now here's the weird.
I wish
okay,
I was tall.
Here's the part that's gonna hush y'all.
Want to bet?
Edward Snowden in his files that he stole said that the tall whites are behind U.S. policy since the 1930s. I'll repeat it because I have to talk over people. I'm going to say it again. Edward Snowden's files said the tall whites have been behind U.S. policy since the 30s.
All right, wait a minute now. Explain who these people are again. They're not people.
He's aliens. Okay. They're tall, like albino-looking people. Oh my God! What? Check out.
All right, let's see.
Obama has an alien Secret Service agent. You gotta see this. You gotta see it. Obama.
Is he one of the tall whites?
I don't know. Oh. Maybe he is. He looks weird. You gotta show.
Yeah, he looks weird.
You tell me this guy doesn't look like
an
alien.
Let's talk about the tall whites.
Tall whites. Okay.
This started in the 30s?
800. Yeah. They came here and started in with their first got with the Nazis.
Which one is that? The alien you're talking
about? There he is. Yeah.
Yeah. He does look rather unearthly.
He looks like a pissed off Secret Service guy.
I don't know.
You should see other angles of him.
Yeah, look at that. Look at that.
What's that line
he's got some kind of notch in
his forehead. I'm not going to talk about this. This guy will kill me.
Like you and that damn phone? Who the hell's calling you?
Oh.
Jeez.
There is a vibe.
Well, actually, we were.
There it is. Yeah, look at him. Look at that.
Wow.
He looks like that Democrat guy. That southern guy that's bald, always.
Jim Carville.
Yeah,
he does.
I hate that
he does
guy.
Look like him.
Yeah, you know, he's married to Mary Matlin. She's not bad looking. She wasn't.
Marley Matlin.
That is actually the youngest Oscar winner for Best Actress.
No, it isn't.
Marley Matlin.
You're crazy.
Matlin, yeah.
Who's it?
Sure.
Oh, Best Supporting. Okay.
Best Actress, not supporting.
All right.
See,
no,
he's
Holly
always
Berry
trying
was
to catch him? Me. No, the youngest is
Anna Paquin.
Anna Paquin
is Best Supporting. Correct. Then it was before that. Who was it? You're gonna know it.
Well, I think before her.
Yeah.
Before Anna
who was
Paquin?
The youngest Best Supporting Actress?
Put him in. Put him in the spot.
He's gonna know it.
Well, I mean, Tatum O'Neill.
There you go. Yeah. Yeah. She wore a tuxedo to the Oscars because Bianca Jagger would wear one.
Who's the oldest Oscar winner?
Oh, that Catherine Hepburn.
God. No.
Betty Burns. Davis. Is it Betty Davis?
No.
Betty Davis was a good one.
No.
Betty Davis? She wasn't old. She won in the 30s.
Oh, Peter Sellers? He went for
Fonda.
Being
Fonda. Fonda.
Henry Fonda?
I'm going to.
On Golden Pond? No.
Wrong. It used to be, but it's been beaten now.
Damn, man.
It's been beaten now. Well, what the fuck?
Okay, keep going. Go ahead. I'll tell you later.
I don't know. Olivia de Havilland?
All right. Who gives a fuck? But could he have been? Can Snowden? Well, go ahead.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Go ahead.
Could Snowden have been referring to like powers to be or something like that, but not the physical stature of this type of person that he's referring to?
No, the tall whites are known very
tall
much
whites.
in ufology as the tall whites.
But how did
it's
he
like
get this information? Snowden supposedly hacked into.
Yes. Yeah, heck,
well, he's all this.
Yeah, but
this
he supposedly he worked. But let me just tell you what I think about Edward Snowden.
All right,
I think he's a plant. Okay.
Okay.
I think that he'd be dead if he was what he says he is, and I think I don't know. I just don't know. It's like they want us to know certain things, but they don't want to tell us. So they send Edward out there to tell us. You know what I mean? And
that,
get us
that
talking about
there?
It. Yeah. That.
Well, you think they want people thinking he's a lunatic?
No. They want guys like Nick to know that they're kind of out there, but they won't.
I mean, like that we're not alone in the
universe.
Wait
a minute. But what's the purpose? So these tall whites, their purpose is to establish this new world order, this government.
Yes. Right? Take over our planet. To take over our planet.
To what end? All right. And then what's
the
grand
scheme? Till they control everything that moves on it.
You think we could ever have three tall whites to play on an NBA team to beat a
highly unlikely. That's more unlikely than the actual aliens landing.
And that's what the New World Order is. You know, just, you know, let's control everything. Let's control this microchip everybody. You know what I mean? So, you know,
well,
they act out line, we turn their chip off.
You know what, though, Nick? In fairness to you, too, they are starting to put, like, chips in the animals. So when they get lost, I mean, that's just
there's
the start, man.
Well, fine.
I know. That's what we're saying.
Well, that's what's next. They're going to put chips in
people
obviously.
Yeah.
And that's going to happen.
Why not?
But I'm not sure it's because aliens want to do that. I mean, I'm sure governments want to do it. Humans want to do it.
Isn't that a part of the Bible,
I'd rather have,
too?
Tell you the
yes.
truth, I'd rather
in
have
Revelation,
the
yes.
I'd rather have the aliens running us than the Democrats. I really would.
Are you Republicans?
Or Republicans. I don't want the goddamn politicians running us.
Then you want Bernie Sanders, then. You want my guy.
Bernie Sanders is a cocksucker.
When people say the aliens, that you know, they are assuming that only one race.
I want to do my imitation.
That was good.
Only like one race of people are coming here. Maybe there are different races from different places coming here.
Would you rather?
Maybe they're fighting.
Listen, I think it's a given that eventually this is going to happen. You know, people are going to be cattle. Well, they're cattle already. But would you rather be ruled by a politician or an alien?
Well,
I think I'd rather have an alien.
Would you know what an alien's agenda is? So.
I don't care. I mean, unless they want us for food, like those science fiction.
According to some people. They
at least
are
I
aliens.
Know the bullshit that I got to deal with the, you know, Democrats and Republicans.
Maybe they are aliens. Maybe they're the aliens. Maybe Obama's an alien.
And you know what? I think I've changed my mind about voting. I'm going to vote. Someone changed my mind.
I don't know yet.
I don't know. They said, if you're wrong about this,
you can vote for
then you're not doing all you can. I said, you're right. So
I think he's going to go with my guy.
I don't know, but it's going to get interesting here.
I think he's going to go with my guy.
I think I'm not going to talk about
it. He's not even going to get the nomination.
I really don't think I'm even going to talk about it.
He's 14 points up on this.
You want to bet on it? You want to bet a steak dinner?
Well, I already fucking bet you. Your guy against my guy.
We have a bet. Yeah, but what about a little side bet? Him against Hillary. I'll take Hillary. You take
Bernie. You know what? I'm the underdog on that. I'm a betting man. I'm a betting man, and I got my picks for
later today.
All
right, I give you 2-1. How about that?
No, I should at least get 5-1.
5-1?
5-1 on that.
I don't know about 5-1.
Because my guy doesn't even have cash.
Yeah, he doesn't have a brain.
Hey, sports made me think of my favorite basketball player. What's his name? This guy.
Michael Jordan?
No.
Kobe Bryant.
LeBron. LeBron James.
Yeah, LeBron James.
Yeah, supposedly LeBron James and is going to do Space Jam 2, or Space Jam 3?
No, I guess
so.
Two.
Disney, which is
Space Jam, you know who did Space Jam?
Disney and Michael Jordan.
Yeah, but Roger Kapelian, my guy.
Have you talked to him?
Yeah, I talked
to
him.
What's he up to these days?
I'll tell you about it later. Go ahead, pal. Was Space Jam 2?
Why don't you show him my script?
And that's just going to be loaded with satanic symbolism, though, because Disney is satanic. I mean, look at you've seen the. We've talked about that.
Jesus,
right?
How fucking.
Hey, that's a good investment too. Invest in.
Look
Disney.
At his number six. Yeah.
I just bought some Disney.
He's not saying that he's perfect by any chance, is he? By going like this, hey, guys, everyone's perfect here.
No, not anymore. That's not what it means anymore.
What is that?
That's the triangle manifestation. The reason why Jay-Z puts up the triangle like that at his shows and shit, it's to enhance ritual in performance. So he'll do like a ritual before he performs.
Uh-huh.
And then when he gets everybody to do that, he believes in his magic that it will strengthen his performance. It will enhance his performance.
Oh, you know what? I think Madonna did some strange shit too. I mean, she gets into Kabbalism.
She's a freak.
That's
mind
a wacky
control
shit
freak.
Too. Anyway, they're all half nuts in Hollywood. Anyway, Tom Cruise is still in the Scientology and so forth.
Oh God, yeah.
I passed by it. I don't know how they get away with it. Those magazines right there at the grocery store. Tom Cruise is running away from Scientology, and they're chasing him down, and so forth.
Well, you know, that one doesn't get to me as much as like. Can you imagine being like, for instance, like Dick Van Dyke or something?
Mm-hmm.
Dick Van Dyke's terrible last days.
Yeah,
fucking guy's still alive, and they're like he's dead. You know, Burt Reynolds too. I saw the other day, Burt Reynolds. You know. Starving to death or whatever, you know, wasting away.
Van Dyke was over at our house one time.
Dick Van Dyke, really?
Yeah, he lived.
I like him.
Yeah, he lived like a mile and a half up the road, and he had some event that he was holding.
Living
in
where?
His,
where was
out
this?
In L.A.
In L.A. Okay.
He lived up the road and was having this. He had this huge event every year. It was some I don't know what it was. Something to get back to the kids club or something.
Uh-huh.
And was going around and hand inviting all the neighbors and everything. He came in and sat down.
But you know, what do you think?
Great guy though.
He seems like he'd be a good guy. You know, but you're walking along just buying some some radishes over at the grocery store. You see your own face on there, and you know, horrible last days.
Oh, I know.
Think about that. Or your children saying something.
Yeah,
shit
right.
Like
or
that.
Your family or whatever. I mean, I guess you think it's a joke. But,
when these people sue them. Tom Selleck sued the National Enquirer for saying he was gay. Like back in the 80s, and he won. It was like, fucking A, man.
Well, not only that, but what if you're a big company and you walk by that line and you say, oh, you know what? No need to give to that fund anymore.
Right.
Dick Van Dyke's kids homeless or something like that.
You guys are starting to think like me.
Oh, God.
That's great.
God, no.
That's great. This is working out then. All right. Well,
what question does that beg?
Fuck did I bump into here? Anyway, like I was saying earlier, shit's out there, boys. Shit's out there. We just got to know what we're looking at here. And
thank God he opened our eyes to all this.
Yeah.
We're just somnambulating through life.
I mean, Nick's our guy. I found Nick from Facebook. He was my old buddy from high school. And I said, this is the type of shit we need our public to hear
about. That's right. That's true.
I'm telling you, I'm going to alert the masses on the whole thing.
Mm-hmm. But you think it's possible, Nick, that if that place isn't rented out, maybe we can kind of move in for one night?
Anything's possible.
Hey, listen, my ex-girlfriend lived in a trailer. It was most of
that can't be fucking haunted, living in a trailer.
She said it was haunted. She said there's
a fucking trailer.
She said
the
radio would
out.
Go on all the time in the middle of the night.
Yeah, because she lived right by an electricity fucking company.
Yeah, but here's the thing. She couldn't pay for electricity.
Make a key and just,
so that's
just
a
get
ghost.
In there and do it.
She didn't have enough money.
I can make a key. We could just get in there and do it anyway.
We'll break and enter the place, and then we'll have a seance.
Let's do one from the Bellini.
The Ocho Man Show.
The hospital.
From the county jail.
Right? Yeah.
On location.
I really do have the key in my car, and I can. Never mind. I'm going to stop talking right now.
So you never banged the Bellini, Gal?
No, dude.
Any
no.
of the.
Where? In the elevator?
I was in her bed.
Besides, what? Oh, you mean after she got out or something?
No, in the hospital. I didn't get up to the
floor. How the fuck was he going to get up there?
I'm going to sign into the nurse's station. Yeah, I need her chart and a condom, please.
Hey, listen, I used to, when I was a resident, there's nobody. There's nothing going on in that hospital.
You
can
that
sneak
floor,
in anywhere.
Man.
You're this fucking doctor. They're not even going to look at you.
You're a Domino's delivery man.
They're not even going to look at you. You're a doctor already, so you were getting in left and right.
If I can bang a gal in medical records, you can get up to bulimia and...
So who was the girl you banged anyway, by the way? Or
the
can
gal
we talk
that was in
about
charge
that?
Of medical records.
Oh, the other night.
Oh, the other no, that, yeah,
the
that was 25, 30 years ago. Oh, the other night?
Yeah, the other night.
I don't know what her name. I forgot her name. I met her on, what did I meet her on? Tinder.
Tinder.
Tinder's good. Tells you how far away they are and everything. You just get on your phone and...
Really?
Yeah, she wasn't
that,
a very good looking woman.
Isn't that kind of fucking scary? I mean, meeting these people?
No, come on. What? I'm afraid she's going to rape me or something? What are you afraid? Scary what?
You don't know how crazy they are. They're as desperate as you. You're fucking out
anybody
there.
Anybody this ugly had to be sane.
Hey, excuse me a second. So you just get on there and then someone's just like, are you down to bang right now?
Well, in a perfect world, yes, that'd be the way it is. But they have to at least, you know, I'm not on here just for, they have to qualify it. I'm not on here just for a hookup, et cetera. Uh-huh, but that's what they're on there for.
Anyway, we
met and you know, she was...
Where'd you meet at?
We met at Starbucks.
Starbucks.
Had a cup of coffee, et cetera. And then she had to take her son to football practice because I invited her right over. She said, no, I got to take my son. And then she took her son to football practice. And then she came over and
how,
I already described
how was
the activity. I don't know.
I mean, was she in her 40s or?
Oh, she, her?
Yeah.
42.
She's 42? Not yet. Not bad.
Hey, man.
Needed to lose a few pounds. But
she needed to lose a few?
Yes.
Well, how big was she? Was she big as me or what?
No, come on. Nobody's that big.
God.
She's somewhere between you and Nick's bulimic. She's about 20 pounds overweight.
20 pounds overweight.
But, you know, for a woman that's 42, she should have been in better shape.
All right.
That was the problem because it was, you know, it was in the harsh.
Are you going to hook up with her again?
No. It was a harsh light of day, and I could see everything. It was that's why you got to do in the dark.
Yeah.
That wasn't pretty. And then I had to watch her get dressed. Couldn't avert my eyes.
It didn't stop you though.
Well, I'd already done it several times. You know. But like I say, she had very good she had very good oral skills.
Oh, all right. Right on.
And she was enthusiastic, you know.
Enthusiastic.
A lot, you know.
You need a little enthusiasm in there.
Oh, extra boy. Points for enthusiasm.
Yeah, she
all
right. Very passable.
Well, I tell you what, let me give a little plug out here. You guys got any sponsors? You got any sponsors?
Yeah, Volkswagen. I love them.
Yeah.
Volkswagen is Armand.
Buy a Passat or something. I love it. Isn't that great? I love that they pulled that.
Our
you know what I'm talking about?
No, I knew it.
Nick, do you know what I'm talking about?
No.
Volkswagen, just a couple days ago.
I should have known
caught.
Something was up with this.
I love this. They have a chip or something in their cars, so when they do the emissions tests, the chip apparently says they're not emitting anything, and then when they're not being tested again, they emit whatever the hell they want. Yeah. So basically, they're beating the EPA's emission standards.
Scamming the tests.
They scam the tests.
Fuckers.
Yeah.
Millions of cars are affected.
Yeah, but they're thinking it might bring the whole company down. Because that might be like, you know, that's worse than GM killing 120 people with their ignition thing.
These guys
are emitting nitrous oxide, et cetera. Yeah, and,
the CEO already resigned.
Yeah. What's his name? Wintercorn.
Yeah.
Real nice kraut. Anyway, he's gone. But I just love the balls of that. He's got out and said, yeah, we did it.
Yep. He fucking did it.
German technology.
Yes, I love it. I want to go buy a...
All right. So that's Armand's
VW,
sponsor
baby.
Who are you going with, Nick?
Oh, Hey Guys Comedy Club in Fairview Heights. Go out there and see Joe the Animal Lancey.
Wow, Comedy Club.
Funny, man. He is hysterical.
What's his name? Because we've been looking for
Joe
Comedy Club.
The Animal Lancey.
Why don't we get him on the show?
He does animal control. That's his, like, if you got, like, a raccoon in your cupboard somewhere, you know, came in, you call him and he comes out and chases down, like, you know.
Wait a minute. Does he have his own show?
No.
Because there's this one
not
crazy
that, no,
Kentucky.
Not like a podcast or anything that I know of, no.
No, on TV.
No.
Okay.
No.
All right, because there's this guy on TV that just gives a fucking redneck laugh, and he sticks his hand right in the beaver's hole and pulls him out of shit. It's frightening shit.
Oh, no, I know what you're talking about. That show is hysterical.
You ever have a rodent die in your rafters or whatever? The guy I used to work with, the doctor I worked with up in Waukegan, he had something die up in his, you know, whatever, the attic or whatever.
Thank God, man.
Holy moly, that was the worst smell.
Oh, yeah.
You couldn't imagine what the hell
you drive
like.
By these highways, and sometimes you smell it, and you're
well,
going...
Well, yeah,
oh.
But that's you just drive through. This guy had to live with it. When are you going to clean this up?
Oh, fuck. And so what was it? He just waited till it
went
away?
I think I stopped working for him by the time, you know, we parted company.
Anyway, mine's American Nut in California. My cousin's...
Hey, when are we going to get some more of that delicious product of theirs?
You know what? You just mentioned that. I think Coco just heard it, and he's the vice president of the company. I'm sure he'll have
a good guy.
Big box out for us soon.
That's the only thing I'd rather have than donuts.
So Armand the other night started his own Armenian Nut, if you know what I mean. Nut Company. Filling the condoms with nuts.
Well, that's one way of putting it.
Yes, no, anyone.
Yeah, she didn't...
No.
Yeah,
she didn't.
Yes.
She wasn't
a pretty woman.
Hey.
She was rather homely.
Why don't you put some of those nuts into that fucking little bag and mix it around and put it in her mouth?
I think I like that. How about Tinder? Let's give Tinder a plug.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, they did me right.
Tinder. Yeah, Tinder got you laid.
Girls, get on Tinder.
All right, there you go.
So,
you
any picks this month? Or are we going to get the music?
Or
do we have that?
You know what? Let me get my picks, and then we
got a full college slate here. This.
Yeah, I've got some great picks. I really do.
Yes.
Get ready. Get set. It's time for the Ocho Man's Big Picks of the Day.
Bad to the bone. Bad to the bone.
All right, guys. Football season's here again, and this is what the Ocho Man is good at. I was really kicking it last year with football and hockey, and hockey's right around the corner too. So let's start it off with our football. And fortunately, maybe unfortunately for some of you, I'm going with all college plays here. I've got three-star play, two-star plays, and one I'm kind of iffy about bet light on it. My first one is Boston College. Boston College at home versus Northern Illinois. BC is -4 here. I'm telling you right now, I love Northern Illinois on the spot.
Hey, they almost beat Ohio State.
They almost beat Ohio State. And Northern Illinois is playing at Boston College. I'm not sold on their quarterback. Their offensive line's all banged up. Boston College loses this one. This was a line that was -4. It should be they should be getting +4 to +6. I'm all over Northern Illinois getting the points.
I mean, as a college player, I want to just I'm not disagreeing. I wouldn't presume. But you think Northern kind of blew their load last week? A big game like that.
You know what,
Armand?
That would really sound good too. But I seen Boston College against FSU, and FSU, I'll tell you what, a lot of plays they really boggled up, and Boston College did not take advantage of. I don't see Boston College
even at home here playing.
And we're getting points.
And we're getting Northern four. Illinois, I really feel they're going to have a lot of fight still in them. Mind you, they're still thinking we're Northern Illinois. We're playing with a little bit of a, you know, a little spunk behind us, and we played Notre Dame tough. We'll go to Boston College. We will beat Boston College. That's how I think that they're going to.
Boston College, a Catholic school, though, isn't it?
They Maybe got, they're playing all Boston.
They got the Pope on their side. How can they lose?
They'll beat this one. Prick. Good, leave good. Me alone here. All yeah. right. That's beat my three-star play. I like Northern Illinois plus the
what are they
four.
Getting four?
They're getting four. I think you could even play money line
money
here.
Money up, straight up?
Okay. Yeah. My second play here is Michigan -5 home versus BYU.
Ooh.
Now, I love the game. Underdog here. I love BYU on this spot, too. They've been playing teams so tough. I'm still not sold on Michigan. I'm not buying into Michigan. I think Harbaugh's got 2-3 more years to work with these kids. I like BYU here. I think BYU will go in the big house and cover the +5 that's on the board. They may even win this one 24-20 is what I'm looking at here. So I like BYU. And my other two-star play here, you know what? What's this bullshit? Kentucky at home against Mizzou, and Mizzou is getting +2. This is the SEC East champions, and they're on the road to a Kentucky team, traditionally a shit team. Guess what here, my Kentucky friends? It ain't going to happen. Mizzou wins this one straight up, and they give a good ass whipping to Kentucky, 35-17. Kentucky, forget about it. You can keep those points of yours because they're not going to be worth shit.
Wow.
All right.
See, now I'm glad to hear that you got a little, you know, that you're giving these picks with somewhat, you know.
Conviction.
Conviction. That's exactly the word I was looking for. Because remember a couple
Sorry,
weeks
that's
ago,
what I was going for
I
on the Mizzou pick.
A few weeks ago, I asked him for a yes. pick. He said, what the hell do I know?
A team's going to win.
Yeah, yeah. You know, the team that scores the most points is probably going to.
All right.
Come on.
I got to admit, back then, though. The football was just starting off. I'd like to see what's on the roster, what's going on, what trends and so forth. And on that other note, too, baseball season was winding down. It's a horrible time to bet a baseball, too.
Hey, you know something? You know what I think as a doctor? I think that was one of the first symptoms of that petrified turd you had in you.
There you go.
I think that's what it was. A little malaise, a little lethargy. That's probably what it was.
And,
obstructed bowel. There you go.
And my light play for the weekend, if you're still wanting some action and you're out looking for some Pac-10 bets, go play the California -2 going into Washington. Washington's at home here. I'm taking Washington You know what, guys? All across the board, I've taken the underdog. That's what we're going with here.
Can I parlay all those? What do you think, a four-teamer?
Well, that's a nice four-team play, lad.
Okay.
That's a good parlay. Well,
you're not going to play that
Boston College at home against Northern Illinois. I love the Huskies
Northern Illinois.
Yeah, and then the BYU, and then, of course, Missouri's going to dick slap Kentucky. So I like that, too. Anyway.
Hey, but you don't play that. What were you talking about? I still don't remember what that was. The individual, the thing we started the show with.
Oh, the fans duel?
Yeah, fans duel. Anybody play that? You know anybody that plays that?
Yeah, a lot of people play it.
They like it.
But you know what? It's so difficult to win that big money that they're all talking about.
I know you're not going to win $2 million, right? But of course, they show one guy winning $2 million. But
the real money is.
But I think a guy like you, could you make $300-$400 a week?
I think you could make like $400 to $800 a week just doing
that. I'm sure. Well, they advertise. I see it on CNBC, which is obviously stock market.
And they sponsor. They sponsor every sporting event on the planet. If you go to any sporting event, NHL games, NBA games, NFL games, you look at the sidelines, the boards, their ads are everywhere.
It's a great item. I love it. I just don't want to see every fucking commercial being a DraftKings and that
I'm telling
fans
you, it's
duel.
On the stock market station.
It's driving me crazy.
But which one is either one better?
No, and they're just trying to outduel each other right now.
Wow. Unbelievable. And this is like the first year. I don't remember this happening before. Do you?
No, it's really picked it up.
Yeah, it's just, you know, starting to spend so much money on advertising now because they're bringing in so much.
How do they even make money with all this advertising?
They're actually spending so much on advertising to continue to grow that they're still in the red on. So
yeah, but once you get people, it's going to be one of those things. Once you get people addicted, they're never going to. Well, like, you know, your bookie. Well, once he gets you hooked, you're done.
I think we ought to get our own thing going on the FanDuel. Yeah. Have our own people get on there. Yeah. It's called the Ocho Man. And we could have like a limit of 20 people playing against each other or something. We got to look into that.
You think that'll get me laid?
By us, you fuck. Oh, what are you, a homo? Well, let's get some girls. What's the matter with you? I'd love to get some chicks on here. And I've told Nick and Chris here to bring some gals on the show.
Yeah, strippers.
Yeah, strippers.
Prostitutes.
There's gotta be, Nick. You
street whores.
Anybody.
You've gotta know some sorceress or some shit. Like
yeah, what's
that
with
would
you?
Be great.
Yeah, why don't you get the Morgan Le Fay on
no,
here?
No. So we need the female.
We'll move this
Nick.
Table.
That's what we need.
We'll move this table out a little bit. We'll have her right there. And we could have a
just get rid of Nick and get the female Nick. We don't need him.
You know what, though? Nick is going. We're going to get Nick going with his own show,
too. His own show.
Nick's getting a show.
Yeah, Nick's getting a show. Our GM is really pumped up about it.
Has asked for it. Has requested it.
Wow,
has,
there have been requests for Nick to have a show.
Yeah. I already got a title for it.
Uh-oh.
Let's hold that off. And
so we're still going to have Nick, but Nick's going to have his own.
I don't know if I want Nick getting that big, actually.
Well, Nick's going to be huge.
I know. You think he's going to remember us?
Well, he may still remember us, Rabbit.
I love doing
this
show,
remember us like Madeira remember the Mexicans.
Hello, plebs.
Anyway, you guys got anything going this weekend?
No.
Oh, wow. We're a bunch of exciting people.
How about that?
It's like a retirement home here.
Just some peace and
You're at my house.
Yeah,
you're
Sunday,
at my house.
Man,
Sunday.
I can do that.
Wait a minute.
No
you invited him to your house?
Yeah, you want to come paint my deck?
Staining
the deck, yeah.
Paint your own deck.
Bum.
Yeah, go ahead and buy it. I'll be there, sir.
Yeah, I'm
I'll talk to you about it.
I'm getting it tonight.
I get to visit him in the hospital.
I didn't get that invite.
Well, you didn't get the scrub down? You didn't like me?
Thank God I wasn't there when he had that big foof and, you know,
I ran
blew that calculus out of his intestines.
Oh, my God. What the hell was that?
Let me
caromed off the ceiling after that.
I just got a text from my girlfriend, and that in Webster Groves, two schools were on lockdown.
Saw that.
Because of a shooter, like a shooting on Jackson Road. Yeah.
Hold on. Webster Grove?
Both like the
domestic shooting.
Schools that her girls are in were on lockdown because. No, not a school shooting.
Yeah, it was like
they
a
were
domestic
on lockdown
shooting.
Because it was was it that what it was?
Domestic shooting.
Nearby, there was
a shooting.
Did
they catch the guy? I mean, is he still
I don't know,
running?
Because the lockdown, she said the lockdown was lifted, and that Fox, it'll be on the news.
Hey,
Fox
listen,
news
speaking
is
of that,
there.
Did you see somebody took some pot shots at Joe Biden's house? Drive-by?
No. Yeah, I looked that up. I think that was in January.
January? I just heard about it.
Yeah, I know, but I think that was...
Fuck you get your news for smoke signals?
I just heard it on the radio. I can't help it as in January.
I think it was on the computer on here that was scrolling through old news articles.
Oh, well, I hope he's okay.
Yeah, I think...
I guess he made it then.
months ago. He's all right.
All right, and by the way, since you guys are all dying to know it, the oldest Academy Award winner for acting was Christopher Plummer.
Oh, God.
82 years old.
And what was that?
I think it was called Suddenly, I believe. It was just a couple years ago.
This was very recently. That's right.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Christopher Plummer. And he played a very old queen.
And his house was unoccupied.
Not Christopher Plummer.
No,
Joe
Biden.
Christopher,
Joe Biden. Joe Biden.
I thought he had like a
Christopher
Plummer
is living in his house, yes.
What do you think? Is he going to run?
Yes.
I say yes.
I think so, too.
I think Hillary's done.
Here's what's going on.
You think Hillary's done?
Yeah, I think she's done.
How do you know that?
What are the aliens? I don't think she's able to.
Nick,
you know,
who
to
do
overcome
the aliens want to win?
This stuff with the server, along with everything else.
Oh.
And everybody knows Sanders.
I could be completely wrong, but that's my gut right now.
Wow, Obama will stick around.
Third term.
He's going for. Let me tell you something. He's
three-peat.
He's talking about it too much.
What's
he has
do?
Mentioned it.
Well, how can he do it?
Because he has the power to, I think I'm pretty correct, it just might sound so outrageous, but yes, I think he has the power to suspend the Constitution in the matter of a war, and...
I'm going to have to look at that. I think that's the...
something like
22nd
that.
Amendment.
I know, but
I'm
he...
look that up.
Suspend it. It won't matter what the Constitution says. Right. And that will make everybody pissed off and revolt. And, hey, they'll have to call in the National
Martial
Guard.
Martial law.
He has mentioned it, man. He has mentioned it. And he says, you know, some people ask, you know, would I run for a third term? But I can't because it's against the Constitution. It's like, well, what the fuck are you talking about? What the fuck are you talking about?
I didn't get no third term.
He didn't get no third term.
So. Depends on who. I don't think he'd be Trump.
I'm telling you, man. Why talk about it? If you know what I mean?
Yeah, but he's going out with.
I think the Pope should run. Pope would be a good president.
There you go, gentlemen. Yeah. I have to run.
All right. Well, it's great.
Yeah, well, it was great having you. Yeah.
We'll see you next time, and I'll call you about Sunday. Okay?
Yeah, yeah, definitely do that. And you got anything going on this weekend, Chris?
The Missouri game. That's about it. I'm really excited for that Mizzou game.
I
want to see some offense.
Are you kidding me? They're going to bring in this new kid, and he's going to take over here, and they win this one 35-17. Fuck Kentucky. I don't know why.
You think he plays?
I think so. They brought him in last week. Yeah, they brought him in, and then you know what the coach said? Pinkel, he turned around and said, well, they're supposed to boo you if you play bad.
Yeah.
That's what he said. It wasn't he. That doesn't sound like you're defending QB, does it, when you say something like that?
No, I'm not a Matty Mock fan.
Certainly doesn't sound like defense. But you know what Einstein said about, you know his quote?
About Mizzou?
About the quarterback situation?
What's that?
No, you know, Einstein had a very good quote. The most incomprehensible thing about our universe is that it's comprehensible.
Wow.
Think that one over.
Don't make me stick around.
It's heavy, man.
I don't think Nick gets that one. That's above Nick's head.
Oh, boy.
That turned him around.
Back.
All right.
You brought Nick back.
Forget to get a donut?
I'm just going
to
sit here so you don't get the last word in. I'm just going to say that's all.
He will, too.
I'm just going to sit here until you're done.
I'm taking off the headphones.
He'll come back in 15 minutes after the show's done recording. Hit record again.
Fuck you.
Nick's an idiot. Bye.
I got the last word. All right, my friends, from the Ocho Man.
Wait a minute, Nick. Did you have something to say, Nick?
No, he's just looking out for you.
Sitting here, see.
What do you got going, Armand?
Before I'm going to get on Tinder.
Oh, you're going back on Tinder?
Tinder.
Shooting two loads and one condom. What a fucking man. Anyway, from the Ocho Man and the crew, we are out of here, my friends.
Hang over now. Because when the going gets tough. The tough get going! Who's with me? Let's go! Come on!
The Ocho Man, Behind the Eight Ball, only on Ignotainment. Leave us your questions and comments below this podcast in the comments section of the iTunes Podcast Store.